bringing together people who have illustrated for many countries and for many years the success of peace processes right at this time, I think is an encouragement to Colombians. It's a show of what can be achieved. There are quite a few Colombians that are not entirely sure that the process will actually succeed. There has been and there continues to be a political opposition to the peace process as is. The plebiscite and its impact on public opinion is not entirely behind us. And I think that is a show of encouragement by those who succeeded over the past 20 years in their respective countries. It's a good message to Colombia that they've succeeded in reaching a peace agreement. They can succeed in consolidating peace and essentially closing the chapter of the war.
And because of that powerful message, Colombia is really at the center of a lot of attention, being used as a possible example of success. Why is that?
I think it's an example simply because it's worked so far. If you meet with the members of the Security Council, if you meet with diplomats around the world, there's a great eagerness to see the march of peace resume. And there's obviously a great eagerness to see Colombia succeed as a symbol that, in fact, we can resume the march towards peace across the world. So I think it's somehow inevitable that Colombia be in the limelight as it is. I think it's also, frankly, a very tough responsibility to assume for Colombia, because the challenges ahead are enormous. Everybody has celebrated reaching an agreement, but we all know that implementation at the end of the day is always the test of the validity and the sustainability of a peace process. And implementation in Colombia faces huge odds. That's why I think part of the message that we should, that Colombia sends to the world is indeed that success is possible. But I think the world has to send a message to Colombia that we will be with them to overcome what will be the next few years, as I said, a major uphill struggle to turn these vast conflict areas into places where life is again possible.
What are the next steps in implementation?
Well, the immediate step in implementation is really for everyone to focus precisely on the areas of conflict. There's a huge demand for the famous peace dividends. The government cannot wait in bringing a measure of relief to these areas. But it's not only relief in terms of material, economic and social services, it's also relief in terms of security. There has been and will continue to be a security deficit in this part of Colombia. So it's really a combined effort providing peace dividends under the guise of social services, health, a bit of education, infrastructure. But it's also a challenge to provide a measure of the rule of law, where it has been absent for decades.
Last question, how is the United Nations going to be supporting this process? Talking about education, health.
Well, the UN has a privileged position in this country in terms of precisely supporting the work of the government and others in those areas of conflict. It is well deployed. It has, I think, about 2,000 staff, and most of these staff are actually deployed in this part of the country. But I wouldn't want anyone to think that the UN alone can do it. I think it's really important to insist that alliances between the UN and other organized forces in Colombia are essential. It's fundamental that UN should continue not to count on its resources alone, but on its work together with the government, together with the private sector, together with civil society that's well organized and deeply rooted in this area. So it's really a collective effort of which I think the UN is undoubtedly a major part.